And we've been lucky enough to be joined by the CEO of the Penrith Group, Brian Fletcher, to help us understand better the decisions that have been made over the last period of time. G'day, Brian.
Hi, Jimmy. Terry.
Thanks very much for your time. Quickly, the management review that was undertaken to have a look at all the operations that were going on, how much did that play a part? How much did what the players had to say during the course of that review have a play a part in the removal of Anthony Griffin as coach?
Jimmy, I think there was all little parts to it that played a part in the decision. This decision hasn't came quickly. It's been in a process over the last probably 3 months, and it might even date back to 6 months ago when Phil Gill was looking at our coaching going forward. He felt back then that we probably needed a new philosophy for 2019. He thought we could work through that. Came to a stage where he recommended to the board that we needed to change our philosophy in the coaching skills. And this week, or last week, the board met and they've met again. And on the advice of Phil Gould, that we needed to change the coach for 2019.
Coaches come and go, Fletch. I guess the thing being here, why now? Why did this have to be done right now, 4 weeks before the finals?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Terry, and it's a hard one to answer if you're not behind the scenes. I think behind the scenes, you'd understand why it needed to be done now. We needed to look for a new coach now for 2019 on Phil's recommendations, and to do that would be pretty hard to have a coach still there coaching the side and knowing that he wouldn't be there for 2019. So Phil met with Anthony Griffin and they decided the best way was that we part company yesterday on good terms and look forward to going with a caretaker coach now. And we're very happy with that. Phil's very confident that won't do any damage to our chances of going forward in this year. And Cameron Serraldo will do that along with the help of Peter Wallace. And that will be totally overseen as well by Phil Gould. So I don't think we'll lose much.
And that's the interesting thing, Brian. Here you talk a lot about 2019. And I think 2018's not a write-off now either. Because in my mind, I think the Panthers are a better chance of winning the competition in 2018 now than they were 2 days ago. And how much did that play a role in this immediate removal?
Look, I don't know in Phil's mind how much that played in his decision to recommend that we go this way, but all I know is that the board's very confident in the process going forward, and I'm sure, well, they feel the same as I do, and Phil does, that our chances definitely won't be dented by what's happened yesterday. And these young blokes, they just love playing football. It's not going to make any difference to them. All they need to do is to be coached to go to another level, and that'll happen. And, you probably don't know where they'll finish, but I'm sure they'll go a fair way into the semis.
Brian, it's the ultimate slap in the face when, you know, it comes out that the coach has lost the dressing room, in particular the senior players. And that's a line touted by Phil Gould here. But did they lose is that the case? Are Penrith saying that Anthony Griffin had lost the support of the senior players?
Look, I think if you talk individually to the players as well, they're quite, you know, they can be coached by Anthony Griffin. There's a few of them think that he's old school and that they needed to get a new philosophy in coaching. So I think they could have went through under Anthony for the rest of the year and there wouldn't have been a problem in the world either. We just would have had to manage that, and Phil's been trying to manage that over the past few weeks. It's come to a stage where we had to make that decision, as I said, to look for a new coach as well. I think there'll be a new spring in everybody's step today. I've got no doubt about that after what I've seen and the people that I've interviewed. I think, the future's... I'm sure the decision we've made is for the right reasons it'll be right going forward for sure.
Anthony Griffin had 2 years remaining on his contract, Brian. Will he be paid out in full, or did he have a clause inserted in there that there was an amount that was agreed upon pending a
that's a
sacking.
A confidential arrangement that we've done in the release, and we've come to an arrangement where both parties are happy with the settlement.
Fair enough. Phil Gould made mention of the fact that an approach has been made to another coach. Are you able to expand on that? Do we know who the coach is?
No, not at this stage, Jim. We've spoke to two present NRL coaches, and no decision has been made at this stage. But I would think that the decision will be made in the very near future.
Is Ivan Cleary one of them?
There's two NRL coaches that we've approached.
You can lose a coach, but you probably can't lose your halfback, who could be your halfback for the next 10 years, and you build an entire club around with maybe five different coaches. What significant a decision in getting rid of Griffin was it to try and get Ivan back and coach Nathan and keep Nathan at the club?
That didn't come into the decision at all with Phil Gould. At no stage did that come in. This was just a total coaching new philosophy, and the Nathan Cleary matter didn't come into that discussion at all.
Speculation around Wayne Bennett, current NRL coach. Do you see Wayne Bennett and Phil Gould working together?
I'm sure they could work together. Yeah, I wouldn't see any reason why they couldn't.
Geez, that'd be a partnership.
Wow. You know what? I'm not telling you how to do your job, Brian, but I tell you, that's a great sell. We got rid of this guy, and we got the bloke who's won seven premierships coming to the club. That's an easy one to sell to the supporters.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, from a Wayne Bennett point of view, is you're not coming to rebuild a side. The side's there, and they're young. Like, they only average 24 years of age. So, you know, you've got another decade of top-class footballers there. All they've got to be caged.
Brian, I guess this is a little bit more intricate, but when you're talking to current NRL coaches who may well have 1 year to go on their contracts, do you then approach the other CEOs and try and get a deal done, or do you leave that up to the coach to get the deal done with their NRL club to exit that club and then join the Panthers?
No, that's totally up to the coach.
Right. So the coach then has to... He's got to negotiate his exit from his particular club, and then you'll go forward.
Yeah, exactly, Tara.
Could the club... Was this just a case of the relationship between Griffin and Gus broke down that badly? Someone had to act upon it. You felt that?
Look, the relationship at the finish was frosty for sure. There's no doubt I'm not hiding away from that. And that just come from heavy discussions on changing the philosophy of coaching. You know, when you got two strong heads together and one says we'll go this way and one says we'll go the other, well, you know, that can't happen. So we've got to work out. We either both go the one way or we part company. And that's what happened. And Phil's our general manager of football. Phil Gill came there 9 years ago when the club was in a total mess. And he's rebuilt the club. Football-wise, we're in a total mess financially. He helped us get back to be very stable now in the financial department of our group. And the board's got 100% total faith in Phil's advice.
Cameron Seroldo has taken over in the interim. Peter Wallace will be there to help as well. I've got no doubt that Gus will be involved in that also. Do we expect to see a difference in the way the Panthers play? Certainly, I'd imagine, based on what you're saying, is a real difference in the way they're preparing, Brian.
Look, I'm sure you'll see a little bit of a difference. You know, it's the new coach that's got control. He's been there under Anthony, and he's had input into it. I don't think he's had a lot of input into it, that Phil would have liked, and now he'll get the opportunity to show his wares. And he's a great coach. Like, he's won a couple of under 20 competitions for us, and he's a lovely guy. And with Peter Wallace, Peter's only new into the game, but Phil says he shows tremendous promise, and long term, he thinks he'll be a great coach too.
Brian, final one from me, mate. Why doesn't Gus just coach the club?
He just hasn't got time.
Well,
he just hasn't got the time. And a lot of people say he's a frustrated coach. He's not a frustrated coach at all. All he wants to do is what's best for Panthers. And this decision, in his mind, 100%, is in the best interest of Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, sounds like he was a frustrated general manager and decided to act. Hey, Brian, we know you're on the way to work. We really appreciate you giving up your time this morning and best of luck for the Panthers going forward.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Terry.
We'll let you know what happens in those barrier trials as well.
Okay.